law firm.
Good morning, Mid-Michigan. This is the 1320 WILS Morning Wake Up with Dave Ackerly on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
10 past the hour here on your Tuesday morning, 15th day of October. Welcome to it, everybody. Cool morning out there. Maybe some would say downright chilly. I would say downright chilly. But for others, this is just brisk and invigorating, they would call it, on a Tuesday at 36 in your state capital of the Great Lakes state of Michigan. We'll get to a high of 61 today, low 50s the rest of the work week, and then pretty nice over the weekend. 62 and 64 is the early prediction. Again, we're close to freezing this morning, so if you got those plants covered up last night, flowers out there, what is left of the season, probably a good idea. And those leaves are certainly changing color here in mid-Michigan, which means probably over the bridge we're well past peak at this point. We've talked a little bit so far in the show about the Lions last night. We're going to leave that go for right now. Yikes. A little bit later, Janelle Leonard will be in. She'll be discussing polling, new polling out statewide. And in that polling, interesting numbers for both the president and the governor about similar issues, and we'll explain what that means. Chad Livengood, too, with Cranes Detroit, talking about a switcheroo, put quotes around that, and that's all coming up on the show. First, I want to welcome in our good friend, Dr. John Braccio, here with Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We're going to speak psychologically this morning with him, and you'll always find the podcast at drjohnb.com. And today, talking a little bit about something that, you know, people, you know, for decades and families would dance around this and not discuss it at all. It's just something you didn't when a loved one took their life. But the guilt factor that can be there for those who are left behind and grieving can go on and on and not leave. And that's not a positive thing. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And that is what you're talking about is really true. You know, guilt is such a senseless emotion anyway, because there's nothing a person can ever do about guilt. But with suicide, it is incredibly brutal and incredibly difficult to deal with. And it's hard when you talk to people that are suffering guilt after a suicide to convince them that they didn't do it, that the person made a choice, you know, for whatever the reason, whether it was severe depression, whether it was just a desire to leave, or they just felt there was no point in going on, whatever it might be, the person made a choice. We can call it illness. We can call it just clouded vision of life, call it what you will. But to carry the guilt doesn't work for people. And I've seen people devastated for years over thinking if they had done this or if they might not have done this. And often they're angry at other people. They say, well, if this person had done this or this person or whatever it might be. So it just can lead to nightmares. It can be really, we have a lot of the same symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Impacts your concentration, your just ability to even function. So suicide leaves such a horrible situation for the people that live afterwards, but the people that it happens to that are involved afterwards have to realize the person made a choice, they have to move on, and to carry the guilt isn't going to help anybody, and it's just, really, I hate to say it, kind of a pointless thing to do. That doesn't mean we don't look back and see what we might have done or something, but you can't make the choice. It's a person's choice.
Well, Doc, I've heard it said before about suicide in general that in our modern society, it takes away multiple lives, one right now, others at a slower pace, but it robs that life as well. And you've seen that.
Yes, I've seen it, and I see it every day, believe it or not. I mean, it's hard to believe.
This is very common, then.
It's very common, and it can reach out even further than immediate members of the family. It can reach out to friends. It can reach out to associates. It can reach out to people that might not even be as directly involved with the person. But suicide is so final, because when it happens, there's no way to talk about things. There's no way to find out from the person. What I have found, there rarely are spontaneous suicides. Often things are planned, even if the person isn't really aware of that. But we have to just recognize a person made a decision is difficult and horrible as it might have been from our point of view. It's just the way the person felt, and we have to come to grips with that. We need to still respect and honor the person. We need to try to get over anger, because there's a lot of anger, too, because people that left say, look, you left us.
Right.
Left, it was a very selfish act. I think when people commit suicide, I wouldn't use the word selfish. I think they've come to the end. They just don't think they can go on, because I've also worked with people that attempted suicides, and that's often what they'll be saying, that they just saw no hope. There was nothing they thought could happen, so they tried to commit suicide, and afterwards they realized that it was an error, even though often they will do it again. But the point being, for those that don't, it's just a recognition. You see that it's just a person. You just say, I just can't go on. There's no purpose to this.
So let's talk about that person who says, I'm feeling guilty. Are they a person? I mean, do certain types of personalities fall more readily into this, that you see, like, you know, people who want to be in control, and this is the ultimately I'm not in. Boy, this is an indication that I can't control the world, and that's hard to accept. Let's talk about how you eliminate that guilt factor for people when you're dealing with them on a long-term basis and something like this has occurred and blown up in their life.
Well, I think the person has to realize it wasn't their choice. And I don't know, I think most people, Dave, whether they like to control the world, where they feel they have no control in the world, feel pretty horrible after a suicide.
Sure.
Of someone they really loved and cared for. I always try to work with a person and say, you know, let's even assume the person just really lost control of the thinking, appropriate thinking, call it whatever you will, see it as an illness. But you can't be the one who is responsible. It's the decision. It's like if someone has cancer, okay? If someone is going to die of a particular a heart attack or something, things happen in life. Suicide is one of them. It's just the connotation is people feel that people are blaming them, okay? Or the person who lost a loved one, they, even friends of theirs, shy away because they might feel that they feel they could have done something differently. So I just tell the person, you respect the memory, you look at the things that were good, and you try not to be saying what you could have done, because you couldn't have done anything. When a person's made up their mind, even if they didn't do it at one time, they're going to do it. That's the way these things work, and we have to accept that was that person's choice. And
a series of things built up to this. It isn't just because when they called last week, you said, no, I don't want to go to the movies with you this week. Maybe we'll do it another time. Now they're gone. That isn't why they did it. You're not at fault.
That is true. You were not at fault. Even if you did argue about going to a movie or argued about something, the alternative for just killing yourself is a choice. You know, everyone has a choice. And if you choose to kill yourself, that is a choice. And the people around you didn't make that choice. Mm-hmm. But I really believe that when people get to that point, the person who's left behind has to realize, for whatever the reason, that was their choice. That's what they felt they had to do. And it's not something you did. It's not something someone else did. It's a choice that they made based on what was going to be the right mm-hmm. thing for them, whether they were so depressed they lost control of what they were thinking, whether it was even a cool-headed decision of someone who maybe has been very ill, doesn't want to go on. But the person cannot be living a life of guilt, because then
sure.
they ruin their
well,
life. And so many people do, Dave. Pretty serious kind of a problem when people have guilt after suicide.
I'll look for the glass half full here and say that if you're going to take away a positive, it's because as human beings we care. And we have a feeling of, you know, what if I could have done this, and I cared so much about them, and now I'm feeling this. It's as opposed to, oh, they're gone. Well, you know, so what? Another one less person in the world. But how we approach that caring and how it manifests itself and how we channel it, as you say, that can be extremely negative.
I do want to give a positive also. Many people obviously move on once they can gain the strength and understanding from suicide groups, from friends, from their spiritual beliefs. It's just, the point is, we were talking specifically when the people are carrying the guilt, but clearly positive people move on because they really have to. That doesn't mean they hate the person.
No.
It doesn't mean anything. They just have to move on with their own life and realize it's a decision someone made, and they have to move forward and not be the one carrying the guilt. That is, that's what we don't want.
And I'll say this, too. It's a positive that in our generation, we can at least discuss it, because, as you know, there was a time in American life when this just, you know, across the board, there were things you just didn't talk about. And this was one of them. It just families that had something like this occur. It wasn't spoken of. And if it was in hushed tones or just behind closed or not at all. But at least we can talk about it. And that means people like you can then actively help others get through these feelings that are just not, you know, they're not healthy. Not healthy to have. Eliminating the guilt when a loved one, a friend, a family member takes their own life. You can find the podcast on so many different subjects at drjohnb.com, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing with Dr. John Braccio, Sr. And even with a difficult topic, it's always good to have you on, my friend.
It's a nice chatting with you. Have a good day.
All right. Coming back on the Morning Wake Up, this is 1320. This is WILS.